Greetings, travelers, and welcome back to The Narrow Road Between Desires, the podcast where we read Pat Rothfuss's... Hold on. That wasn't right, was it? Hello, travelers. Welcome back to The Narrow Pod Between Pages, the podcast where we read Pat Rothfuss's The Narrow Road Between Desires, page by page. This is page number 151. Nettie was looking out at the field, nodding along with Bast's words unconsciously. "There's only the two left," she said. "Enough for a few candles, a little honey. Not much. Hardly worth the bother, really." "Oh, come now," Bast said gently. "A little sweetness is all any of us have sometimes. It's always worth it, even if it takes some work." Nettie turned to look at him. She met his eyes now, not speaking, but not looking away either. Her eyes were like an open door. Bast smiled, gentle and patient. His voice was warm and sweet. He held out his hand. "Come with me," he said. "I have something to show you." That's the page and the chapter. I am RJ, which stands for Rebellious Jedi. Thanks, Pat, for the suggestion.
I'm Patrick.
And I'm Nick. All rebellious Jedi must be hunted down.
Says who?
Well, Lord Vader.
Yeah.
And Order 66. Sad boy.
Yeah.
I've seen tougher.
Ooh.
All you gotta now, do is turn his little control panel off.
Yeah, no one ever tried that. No one ever tried just running off and hitting the big red button.
All you have to do is hit the button.
You should just, like, you didn't even have to hit it. You could just use the force to hit it.
You could just use the force.
Just force push. Just force push the button.
Just throw a baseball.
No one loved it.
Just, like, toss a little.
That boy needed more love.
Maybe it's like Batman, where he's like, he wears a big target on his chest to, like, scare off the criminals or something. What is it? He has, like, a metal plate under the big Batman symbol to encourage people to shoot the Batman symbol and not his head. I think that's the explanation in some comic or other. So it's, I guess what I'm saying is Batman and Darth Vader are the same character. Anyway.
They're basically the same.
Everyone's basically the same.
Everyone's been saying that, and so have we. On the narrow...
That is the official position. Yeah, I gotta say, when I was reading way back, I forgot every word of both the title of this podcast and the title of this book. So I don't know if you're gonna
have it written down.
I don't know if you're gonna keep in RJ's little switch up, but I had nothing but sympathy for you.
Well, now we have to. So
that's right. That's right. You're welcome, John. I'm removing work for you by calling out specific moments.
No editing.
That's right. At the end of this, when I rip a huge fart, that will also stay in the podcast.
Obviously. Should we talk about the page a little bit?
Do we have to? Can we just hang? Can we just hang for a while?
I mean, that's
good
too.
How you doing, Pat? What's up?
Oh, you know, I'm doing fine. Life's been crazy, you know?
Yeah, I feel you. How about you, RJ?
Oh, you know, I'm just getting a little honey out of these beehives there, the ones that didn't get taken out by the fungus.
You're just going to go out for a rip and have a dart with the hives?
I'm going to go have a dart with the hives. We're going to get absolutely...
You got to be careful with that dart over there, though. The bees don't like that smoke.
Oh, yeah. The bees don't like to smoke, eh? They get all calm.
You hosers, I know what I'm doing with the bees.
What are you doing with the bees, RJ? Saved it.
And nailed it.
It takes some work. I mean, he is talking about the honey, but he's clearly talking about anything that could bring you a little sweetness, like
another kind of honey.
Another kind of honey. Yeah, sorry, I got a cat on my lap and I'm trying not to scream in anguish as his claws pierce my fleshy skin. oh my God, what's going on this episode?
No, I feel like this is definitely a bit of double-tonguedness happening because they're talking about honey and the softness.
Obviously, Bast is going to show her where the hive was that the kid told him about earlier in the book. That's obviously what's going to happen right now.
I totally forgot about that.
That's the only what else could it be referring to?
That's right, Kale.
Yeah, this whole sequence has been establishing Bast's bona fides with honey and handling bees. So he is in fact showing her the location of the hive. I'm putting down money now, and it's not just because I've read this book before. And also, I just looked at the last page of the book.
That's smart.
And also, there's like this couldn't possibly be implying anything else.
No, there's nothing else.
No,
it could
never.
Like how many hours are in Bast's day, right? How many times does he like make out or like, you know, have an intimate moment with someone? He's really like cramming up his timetable must be really dense.
Yeah, well, I mean, we did get that comment from Rothfuss that he never confirmed that a day is 24 hours in Temeria. It might be longer.
And this is just
true.
This is just Moonrise. This is a short section, Moonrise.
That's true. I guess it's just the evening. Yeah.
It is, but he's had a busy day. I think part of I think Nettie might also be talking about herself a little bit when you're thinking about care and upkeep of something like a beehive or something like a farm that is a bit of a source of pride and you let it fall into disrepair. I feel like she maybe mentally feels like she might have fallen into a bit of disrepair, especially with her bastard husband. And she think it might be not worth the bother to, like, I don't know, do something for herself or have too much hope that something is going to get better. And Bast is saying, you know, even if it takes some work, it's always worth it. And, you know, at the end of the day, a little sweetness is all any of us have. So let's enjoy that. I think that could be a little bit of it.
I think so, too. I think that's a very cromulent read. And I'm putting down my marker now that they do not, in fact, have the physical act of lovemaking. I don't think so, because they have to travel to that beehive. And also, I don't think she would leave her kids alone. So they both have to like get there and come back and also deal with at least two kids. So probably the kids are coming with them on the trip. So I don't think there's any time for the privacy required to do that. I think we, the readers, are supposed to go, they're going to go have a saucy tryst. But actually, the undercut expectation is that the only sauce that's been generated is honey, if honey is a sauce.
Honey sauce.
Only sauce. Yeah, and we do get this very tense moment on this page. If nothing else, if nothing does happen here, then it is definitely setting up for something later when her husband strangely disappears and Bast could swoop in.
That's true. I was going to make a rude joke, but I feel too bad for this character. I don't want to say anything rude about her. But yes. It could be. That's definitely a less than charitable read on Bast's character.
Well, I've said it before. I don't think you can assign human morals to Bast.
That's true. And if everyone is enthusiastically consenting, who's to judge?
Right. The final note?
Yeah, it is the end of the chapter, or the segment, I suppose. I'm laughing at Bill said in our in-house notes that this book is like if someone put a GoPro on a cat for a day. And it's true. It is kind of like running around. Or the main character of a video game, too.
Yeah, running between all the different side quests. Completely ignoring the main quest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Side quest. Find 6 carrots.
Oh my god, yeah. He was grinding wood chopping.
I think it's all it's important to note that these beehives, well, it's not like Jessam probably brings in a lot of money, but these beehives are going to be able to help support the family when the man of the house is gone. I mean, this
it's not just like sweetness for her. It's also a real source of income. She made candles out of it also. She said candles and honey.
Right. Presumably.
Yeah. And it's also pretty clear that he drinks away any money he brings in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I do think that we've solved the answer to how Bass gets around so fast. He fast travels.
He fast travels.
Fast there you travel.
Go. Yeah.
That makes sense.
There's waypoints all over. So
waystones, he just
goes
even.
Exactly. He just opens his mini map and he goes to the nearest waystone whenever he needs to get back for a meeting. Yeah. Also, as Joy points out correctly, it's all time loops.
Is time loops.
Obviously. I'm sorry you weren't here for the time loops with Wright going to the hill.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. That was all I was thinking of when I was reading that sequence. I was like, that's hell yeah. Crazy. Time loops confirmed, baby.
Time loops are real.
Yep, the Chandrian are Quoth from a previous incarnation of the universe. We nailed it.
All of them?
All seven all of them. Quoth?
Yeah, it's all like a previous. You know the episode of Futurama where they realize that the end of the universe is just another exact copy of the universe, so they return to their own time by just going forward to the next universe? It's like that, except seven times, and there's a Quoth in each one.
So they just went forward and like picked up another one on the way on the way through.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's a flawless theory. I don't see how it could be any other way.
Yeah. Exactly. And that like I in some ways, I don't really hope this, but sometimes in some ways I kind of hope that the series doesn't actually end because I don't know that I want all the answers. I feel like Rothfuss is smart enough not to answer everything. But
oh sure.
Yeah. I don't need to know. I mean, I'd like to know if there was a time loop. I'd like to laugh in the face of my no good co-hosts of my other podcast. But, aside from that, I don't need all the answers.
All right.
Incidentally, my favorite cereal are time loops.
Oh my God. I prefer, no, I'm just going to let you have that one. And
I'm trying to make a riff off of that and I'm just not getting it.
Listeners, we'll put you in
we'll
a bowl.
Loop your time.
Well, yeah, we'll loop your time. on tomorrow's
page.